Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus for Rav Chanoch Aryeh ben Zvata Golda, for Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, for Yitzchak Dov ben Gedaliah, for Nasan Chaim ben Zelda, for Rav Dor David ben Sarah, for Avram Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, for Yitzchak ben Baracha, and for Rav Yonasan Shai ben Henya. Many years ago, the Israelis went to Argentina, the Mossad, and they captured Eichmann, Shem Rishayim Yerkav, and brought him to Israel. And this brought about various halachic discussions. As always, we see everything through the lens of Torah. Harav Moshe Tzvi Neria, Zichron Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas Bnei Akiva, in his Sefer Inve Psachya, page 237 and on, has an interesting article where he discusses various halachic issues involved, and that's what we're going to be learning in this shir. He calls it Mishpat Tzorer HaYehudim BaHalacha, the judgment of the enemy of the Jews. Haman was called Tzorer Yehudim. Eichmann is a Benach or Ben from Haman, undoubtedly, with all of his DNA. So Baruch Hashem, they caught him. And Shem Rishayim Yerkav. So let's get to the discussion. The concept of Gol Adam in the Torah is different from what we find in other Near Eastern nations. If one looks at the halachas of Gol Adam, he'll see that there's nobody who holds that a Gol Adam, an avenger of the blood of the dead, is chayav, or even if it's it's permitted to him to kill the rotzeach before he stands for judgment. It only says that if he does so, makas yiram and beis, he's putter. And the reason is explicit in the Torah, dvarim yutes vav, ki yecham levav, and as we pater the gol hadam, since we see him like sort of an anus, but lechatchila, he's not allowed to kill the rotzeach until judgment has been rendered. Look in the Yeshua Sisrael and Choshe Mishpat Simon Beis, written by Rabbi Yeshua Mikutne, and in the Or Samech, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Rotzeach, Halacha Dalet. Only if he is judged, this rotzeach b'shogeg, that he has to go to Galus and Ir Miklat, and he leaves the Ir Miklat b'zadon, if he pashed the Sagamara, and that's also the Mashmos of the Ritva. Or if the Rotzeach went to the Ir Miklat before his judgment and then left the Mezid, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and Makas Yud Beis Amid Aleph, then we have a Machlokas Tanoim. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Mitzvah al Gol Adam Lahargo, it's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam, again, if he leaves Bezadon, the Yer Miklat, it's a mitzvah on the Gol Hadam to kill him. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rishus Biad Gol Adam Largo, he has permission to do so. And the reason is Mavur B'das HaRambam, because in such an instance, the Rotzeach is Mischayiv Ben Nafsho, Shehareze Hitir Atzmo Lemisa. The Rotzeach is Mischayiv Ben Nafsho, because he was matir himself lemisa. What was he leaving the Ir Miklat for? Lashon of the Ritvan Makas Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Shepasha Haroitzech Baatzmo Latzeitz Chutz Lemiklato. He was a poshea, he was negligent by leaving the Ir Miklat. The Makor is a Sifri, the end of Simon Kufsam, Harei Mischaev Ben Nafsho. So since with his very own hands he was Mevatel the Shmira that the Torah gave him, according to Biosi Aglili, this Maisa draws after it a mitzvah to kill him. Rabbi Akiva says there is still only Rishus. The Rambam Hotke Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, Perakei Milchus Ritzeach Halacha Yud, that it's just Rishus. So from Rashi, we learn another reason, that he explains that a Rotzeach who went to Galus Al Yedei Beis Din Le'ir Miklat, that if he leaves there, V'rotzach goal hadam es harotzeach ein lo dam, Shareyu kahoreges hames she'ein lo dam. If the gol hadam kills the rotzeach, he has no blood. If he kills him, he's not guilty, because he killed a dead person who has no blood. So it would appear that what Rashi means is that the rotzeach has no zchus chayim, he has no right to be alive outside of the boundaries of the Eir Miklat, and therefore other people are also not chayav misa if they kill him. As it says there in Makkos, in the parish of Rabbeinu Hillel to the Sifri, by Midbar at the end of Siman Kuf Samach, it says, Umidichtiv ein lo dam, rishus biyad kol adam lahargo, de lo mechayiv alav. So, since it says ein lo dam, there's a rishus for other people to kill him. They're not going to be chayiv if they kill him, because he has no zchus chayim. The Gol Hadam also carries out the punishment of the Beis Din after the punishment. If the Rotzeach was Nidon Lamus, was judged to die, it's a mitzvah on the Gol Hadam to kill the Rotzeach, and that's a pasuk mufurish in the Torah. V'sholchu ziknei iro v'nasnosu biyad Gol Hadam dvarim yud tes yud beis. For this reason, the Nos HaKelem and the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs explain, the Rambam didn't enumerate the mitzvahs of Gol Hadam as a separate mitzvah, rather concluded it in the general mitzvah of killing a Rotzeach. Why? Says the Megillas Esther and the Rambam, Lefi Shechiyuv Harigas HaRotzeach HaIdea Gol Hadam Hu Echad Medikduke Mitzvahs Harigas HaRotzeach HaMutelis Al Beis Din, because the Chiyuv of killing the Rotzeach by the Gol Hadam is one of the mitzvahs, detailed mitzvahs of killing the Rotzeach that is incumbent upon the Beis Din. Tashbitz and Zohar Rakia, the Osman Gimel writes, V'hagol hu shliach Beis Din b'zeh, he is the goel, this goel adam is the messenger of the Beis Din. K'mo Eidim b'shar chayvim mises Beis Din, normally we say Yad Eidim t'yebo b'rishon alam miso, the hand of the Eidim are the first ones that kill him, they're the shlichim of the Beis Din, and here it's the goel adam. However, the Ramban is Mona Mitzvah Gol Hadam is a separate mitzvah, because according to the Ramban, it is incumbent on the Gol Hadam to do something broader, and that is, says the Ramban in his Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sheivakshenu Gol Hadam v'yirdof achrav v'yinkom nikmaso mimenu sheyavi oso lebezdin v'yumas kimishpato o sheyirtzach oso goel ha-goel im lo yucha lo bezdin. So either the Goel Hadam, his job is to run after him and take vengeance if he's found guilty, and bring him to Beis Din, and Beis Din will kill him. Or, if Beis Din is not able to, then he does it himself. First bring him to Beis Din, and if Beis Din is not able to, he does it himself. According to the Ramban, we have to say that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Brais and Memheim and Beis, that if he doesn't have a Goel Adam, Beis Din make for him a Goel, it means that it's a Chova on the Beis Din to make somebody the Goel Adam, Sheyirdof Acharei HaRotzeach V'yumas Kimishpato, that it's his job to bring him in and he will be killed according to his Din. Behemshech L'shitas HaRambam, it makes very good sense. One of the Rishonim in the Chedushim of the Sechah Sanhedrin, that's Miyuchas to the Ran, that it's a mitzvah, I'm quoting, Shegol Hadam Yitan Ta'anosav Bifnei Beis Din Al Sheroi Lahamiso Vishim Ein Lo Gol Hadam She Beis Din Yamid Adam Acher Tachas Gol Hadam She Yitan B'chovas HaRotzeach. So he's supposed to make the tainas in front of the Beis Din that it's worthy to kill this person. He's the lawyer, prosecutor, what they call in Anglit Modernit. And if he doesn't have a Goel Hadam, then Beis Din should bring in a Goel Hadam that should be towing L'chovas HaRotzeach. So we learn that there's a mitzvah to gather in incriminating evidence bring him to Beis Din, and if he doesn't have a relative, a Gaul Adam, to take care of it, so then it is incumbent upon the Beis Din to give it to somebody else and prepare the judgment of the Rotzeach. The words of the Ramban and the Chidushim that are Miyuchas to the Ran that we just read deepen the content of our conception of Gaul Adam, that what this means is that any time there is a Maisa Retzach, there is an act of murder, Rachman al-Itzlan, it is usur that this should remain punished, unpunished. And it's not only the Chova of the Karov, that B'derech HaTeva, K'mo Shekatuv B'Torah, Cham Libo, V'yechem Levavo, that his heart is hard, is all heated up, Cham Libo B'Kirbo. Rather, it's also a chova on the tzibur and the entire community that they have to make sure that this blood is avenged and that this rotzeach should be punished. So, behet'em l'magama amura muvanim lanu yafeh devrei posek gadol bedorot harbe yoter mu'ucharim korim lo hagoyin Reb Menachem Mendel abba shel Nikolsburg shu haya talmido shel Abach, who sees this concept as very practical even when we don't have a Beis Din. And he is done halacha l'maisa in the midst of Geulas Adam. It starts with the Chovas HaKarov and then it ends off with the Chovas HaTzibur. This Rav Menachem Mendel, this Talmud of the Bach, was very famous as the Tzemach Tzedek. We have the Tzemach Tzedek HaRishon and the Tzemach Tzedek HaAchron. He, if you ever see in Tshuvas, you see the Tzemach Tzedek HaRishon, so it's referring to him. So this is what he writes in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Mutelet Al Gol Hadam Lehamit Et HaRotzeach V'ze Pashutu Shim Einu Ba'atzmo Yachol La'amito V'yachol La'amito Al Yedei Acher Al Yedei Hotzaat Mamon She'tzarich La'otzi Mamono Al Ze. So it's a mitzvah on the Gol Hadam to kill the Rotzeach, and this is Pashut, that if he doesn't have if he can't kill him himself and he can do it through somebody else by paying, he should do so. He has to be motzi mamon, like all mitzvahs essay in the Torah. Just like the Torah says that a person's chayav to teach his son, and if he can't, what does he do? Like we all do, we send our kids to school and we pay the school. V'im lachsoch adam loymar, and if a person is going to insist, dil mein mitzvah el baratzeach Yisrael avalo begoy, and this is only if the murderer is Jewish, then you have to make sure that his dam is, that there's a goal at dam, but not if it's a goy. He vaday lav milsa, he, don't pay any attention, it's not true. Demaishna, what's the difference? Ve'en lezeh svara klal, vatu yeh dino, the goy kill me Yisrael, what if a goy kills, dino yeh kill, he was the word kill, kill meloshen kula, is his din going to be lighter than that of a Jew? No, ma pitom. If it's mamish costs too much to take this guy, make sure he gets punished, so then the community should take care of it. If nobody takes care of this murderer, then Jewish blood is going to be hefker. And they're going to continue doing like this, chas v'shalom. V'kach tzrichim kulam l'sayei l'zeh, and therefore everybody has to help. V'kach nahagnu pe'omim harbe v'yasinu im parnasei hador, we did this many times, says the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon, shayu ma'amidim golem lirdof achar harotzchim, and even if we know that they wouldn't be successful, we still had them try to do it in order that Jewish blood should not, chas v'shalom, be hefker. So that concludes our first shir. Amir Tashem, Hashem should give us the kolach and the moach, and we will have siyata dishmaya, continue this discussion in the next shir. And we should be zochel l'lamod u'l'lamid l'shmar b'lasos u'l'kaimus kol divrei tzaddikim u'asu b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.